This podcast is brought to you by Poncho and GoDaddy. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts on GoDaddy.com. Got something to say? Blog it with your free quick blog from GoDaddy.
I'll need her goodwill.
And this will buy it, you think?
I don't see why not. Large penis is always welcome. I think it's not enough.
Happy when she's on my stereo. Happy when she's on my iPod. Video. Just me and she comes with me in private places. I walk past a million faces and no one knows who I'm listening to. The who is you, Madge Weinstein. The who is you, Madge Weinstein. You cheer me up when I'm feeling blue. The who is you, Madge Weinstein. 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 The who is you, Madge Weinstein.
Large penis is always welcome.
Who that is?
Is it Ben? It's Oprah.
That's just my baby's daddy. Oprah girl, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Huh? It's me. Did you want me to use my black voice or my white talk show host voice?
Hi, Madge.
Hi, honey. Now, you were saying about Bill Streeter?
Well, Bill Streeter reminds me of Star Jones, so we really have to watch out for Bill Streeter because that could be Star Jones in disguise, okay? So I have to just listen to her, read her comments when I see him posted on bulletin boards and things like that, because that bitch could kill us. We would not know any better, you know what I'm saying? She could kill us.
Honey, have you ever met Bill Streeter? She wouldn't harm a fly. I don't think she's willing to start. Well, for one thing, Bill Streeter is white. How could that really be Star Jones?
You remember when they did Eddie Murphy up in that makeup on The Nutty Professor?
Murphy
they made
Mom?
Him into a woman.
Yeah.
They made him into a woman.
Okay. No, I don't.
They made him into a man.
The Nutty Professor, they didn't make him into a woman. That was with Jerry Lewis. What are you talking about, Eddie Murphy?
Right.
You're on Dream.
Do you remember, Black Like Me?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that way back? Okay, so you remember. Okay, right?
Thought you were going to say at first, but then you started going off on Eddie Murphy and...
Well, it was the makeup thing, and, you know, it could have been the whole makeup thing.
You know about that musical? Do you know they made a musical out of The Color Purple, and it's playing in Broadway?
Oh, yeah, it's coming to Chicago.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine who saw it. He's a very, very white Republican accountant, you know? He was saying how, every single person in the audience was black except for him. He said that people were screaming at the performers to the point where there was this lesbian sex scene and he said everybody was just screaming like, oh no, don't do that. He also said there was a fat woman next to him whose fat was oozing onto him.
Oh no. Did what to him?
Oh, it was oozing.
Did what?
Oozing.
Cruising in?
Oozing, you know, like fat.
Oh, oozing over the seats on him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when black people go to a movie or something, it's like going to church, you know, like, yes, Jesus, yes, you know. So it's kind of a call and response thing, you know. It's just a cultural thing, you know. You know, they, black people just don't hold back. They're like, oh, Lord, what happened, you know. So, yeah.
That reminds me, but there was another hater. Remember Christ Stain? Christ Stain wrote that it was a minstrel show. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that about?
Well, it's kind of like the Bill Streeter thing. You know, Bill Streeter could do blackface and, you know, appear to be Star Jones. You know, come on.
He could do that. But the problem is, Star Jones has a big head. Bill Streeter has a small head. Much larger body.
That's true, but you know, you can always put a little makeup on there, blue little spirit gum, and you know, pad that head up, you know, and make it look like Star Jones, you know.
To what end?
They do it in Hollywood every day. But you know what? I have got to announce this. Okay. I have a new announcement for you. Mm-hmm. Oprah is my man.
What do you mean?
I just have to put it out there because I think she has allegedly empowered too many white women to be strong black women. Kathy Griffin, Rosie O'Donnell, Dr. Phil, and Regis Philbin are just a few of them.
You're saying that they've turned into fat black women?
They have turned into empowered, strong black women, yes.
How do you think?
Well, they've taken on the Oprah isms, and they've made it into their own thing. Haven't you seen Kathy Griffin do Strong Black Woman? That's her routine. And then Dr. Phil is a strong...
Can you give me an example? I'm kind of out of touch with the Oprah circuit.
Well, let me tell you, her alleged lifelong stalker, Gail S. King, and she and I had an after-the-show moment in which I simply told her that Oprah and I were together the night before at the Motel 6. Now, you know her designer, Nate Berkus? Chicago.
Nate Berkus is very good-looking. I met him a few years ago, actually, at a party. He's very.
You met Nate?
Oh, yeah, I have a picture with her. Yeah.
Really? Where were you at? What party were you at?
The Wonka Ball. It was a fundraiser for the About Face Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Haddad's in the picture, too. Unfortunately, a certain blue-haired thus-and-so is the one that orchestrated it.
Live and let live. Let go, let God. Forgive and go all. Now, wait a minute. Nate Berkus, I love him. Nate, was his boyfriend there at the time? The one that was in the tsunami?
Salami, yeah.
Or was he by the salami, or was he by himself?
No, he was with his boyfriend. His boyfriend died.
I know. That was
sad,
tragic.
Very sad. But now he gets sheets or something.
Okay.
Well, so anyway.
But Nate did an outstanding job. He did an insane room makeover at the Motel 6.
Which
you
one?
Know, they gave
where?
The,
Which, where? What Motel 6? Which one?
The Motel 6 in... out there, where's it? In Burbank.
Okay.
In Burbank by Cicero. Yeah, that's where me and Oprah, we hang out there because, you know what I'm saying, we can't be downtown, you know, by her apartment out on that water tower. We can't be out by the studio. So, you know, we went out to the Motel 6 and Nate, you know, did up the room and everything, so...
You're telling me, you are expecting me to believe that Oprah decided to date you and fly. Did you just crunch something?
I'm eating an apple. I got to keep my energy up. I'm just
too busy. You're going to get another dose of hate from the people that hate when I eat on the show.
Oh, God, no. Oh, Lord, please.
Yeah, scared.
You have to
give me a shit what the audience thinks anyway. If I did, I'd actually have an audience. But anyway.
Well, you have to forgive them, and please forgive me, audience, for eating on the show, but I've been on a new diet of salads and greens and fruits and vegetables, and I'm really hungry.
Crunch it, honey.
Okay.
All right, so you expect me to believe that Oprah Winfrey somehow just decided that you're her man, as you say it, because she, you know, you're busy.
That's my man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, even though she doesn't know you, you become her man, or she's your man, or whatever. And then she flies out to see you, has Nate Berkus decorate a Motel 6 so that you can have a clandestine affair.
Absolutely.
That makes no sense. That is completely implausible. Because why, first of all, you don't know her. You've never met her. How did she all of a sudden decide to be your lover? And secondly, if you go to a Motel 6 to be clandestine, why decorate it?
Large penis is always welcome.
Yeah, don't you think that would make a fuss? Because you know that Motel 6s are basically a bathhouse for truckers. And you don't tell me, you don't expect me to believe that nobody is going to recognize Nate Berkus at a Motel 6. Or.
You know, she did all this because I was mad. She kept me under wraps on the down low during her Legends Ball when she had everybody and their mama out there singing Kumbaya with that damn Maya Angelou.
I like Maya Angelou. What's wrong with her?
Well, she was there. She was there singing songs and reading poems and shit. Why couldn't I be there singing songs and reading poems and holding Oprah's hands and getting my little earrings and shit? Fuck that. Okay, I've had it.
Could it possibly be because you're chasing Star Jones's helicopter?
Say that again.
You know what? It turns out after the last show, remember there was that helicopter circling that we thought was Star Jones? They found a body in the water. They were looking for a body.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. We thought it was Star Jones.
Oh, they haven't ruled that
out. That's terrible, but...
They haven't ruled out Star Jones.
Yeah. But you know what? After I told Gail all about me and Oprah being together, she takes out a huge wad of keys. Like, you know, she got the keys to the studio in a different house and everything.
Like she's a bigger lesbian than you. I got more keys.
Thank you. And then she lunges, you know, she was trying to key my face. You know, and I duck and, you know, who hovers in with a pirate patch over her one good eye. You know, singing the lyrics to Candyland and screaming, "Get her!" But Mistress Star Jones Reynolds.
Okay, so the girlfriend, who's the one with the keys and the chair lift?
Gail S. King.
Okay, so she had heavy keys, chair lift. But she's the one that's always going on Oprah saying, "We're not lesbians. We're not lesbians because if we were lesbians, we would be happy to talk about it, right?"
Allegedly. See, she always got some bullshit going on. She rode across country with her for the TV show, and I was pissed because I didn't get to go.
And where was Gail? Because you're kind of losing me. Gail was at the Motel 6, or Gail was at this benefit for Maya Angelou or something?
No, see, Gail showed up
where?
The day after. You know, she was like, Gail was fucker.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
She showed up out in Burbank. You know, Gail's a stalker. She was there. She probably sat in her car and, like, had, you know, I think she's got Oprah's pussy wiretapped. You know, I think she's, you know, at one point, I know she was called in on the Pelicano case, you know, for wiretapping of all the celebrities. So,
vulva?
You know, who?
Her vulva?
Exactly. So I think I think Gail S. King has wiretapped Oprah's pussy. So she's trying to make sure that she's on top of things. So, but you know what? Miss Thing came in, Miss Star Jones came in, and she mistook Gail for me and ate her. With some creme fraiche.
Okay, wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that Star Jones is ate Gail? Mm-hmm. Oprah's best girlfriend?
She ate Gail, yes, with some creme fraiche.
What's creme fraiche?
Assorted.
Is that a
creme
yogurt?
Creme fraiche, it's kind of like a yogurt, kind of like a sour cream.
Do it be but good?
It's delicious. I swiped a little taste myself. And she had a little creme fraiche, some mixed green, mixed assorted greens, and some candied walnuts. So, you know, I was like, for a minute, I was tore up. I was like, how the hell am I going to get out of this? This bitch is about to key my face. And
Star sort of saved you, so you kind of overwent. So did she kill her and chop her up, or was this more like a boa constrictor? Were they eaten whole with the, or, and how was the creme fraiche applied exactly? And how much?
Well, she only had on the pirate eye patch, and she, for some strange reason, she was singing the song Candyland.
Yes.
And when she came in, you know, she had a little backpack with all her shit in it. So she swooped in, you know, squatted next to Gail after she elbowed her to the ground. She reached into that bag. She took out the creme fraiche. She smeared it on her stomach. She got the green. She put it on top of that. She said,
mustard and turnip greens?
Well, they could have mustard, turnip greens. You could have some radicchio in there. You could have some.
But which ones did she have?
Hearts of palm.
But it doesn't say. Does that is hearts of palm a green? No,
it's mixed green salads. Yes,
it's high class greens.
Okay, exactly.
I love hearts and palms. I never knew that was greens.
Well, it's not really greens, but it's part of the salad that she was making.
I knew a lady once that sued a grocery store and made a lot of money because she deliberately. They had just sprayed the greens. I think they were mustard and turnip greens. They had just sprayed the greens at the grocery store. And this woman saw that there was a puddle on the ground. She purposefully slipped and fell on her back. She sued them for like $1 million. On the greens water.
Well, you know, every time you walk through one of those grocery stores, they got them, you know, those spray things going on, spraying the lettuce and everything, spraying the vegetables.
Right.
But
this was different. This was like a flood.
Mm.
But so you're telling me that Gail, what's her last name? Evans?
King.
Mm-hmm. She's dead.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, Oprah. Mm-hmm. But
how could that not have come out in the news?
It's Oprah. Oprah is the queen of all media, you know.
Okay.
But you know what? She's been keeping me on lockdown.
Okay.
While she figures out how all this is going to play out. So that's why I haven't had sex for 2 months. And, you know.
But then why would Star Jones have saved your life? See, I'm finding a lot of holes in this story. Why would Star Jones all of a sudden save your life after she's trying to murder you and get all your jobs? Why on earth would she eat your opposition when she knows that you're competing for her jobs all the time? Sorry.
The only thing I can think of is that she had that pirate eye patch on one of her eyes.
Started?
Yeah, she had that pirate eye patch on.
Yeah.
You know, the pirate eye patch can always, you know, deflect your vision, you know. You're not quite sure how, you know, it's a pirate eye patch. You know what I'm saying? It's a pirate eye patch. It could have been the pirate eye patch. You know, deflected her vision. She didn't know.
Was Popeye a pirate? Was he a pirate?
Exactly.
Popeye was a pirate, wasn't he?
She might have just come back from Popeye's Fried Chicken and, you know, got the souvenir eye patch and showed up.
That makes
me
hungry. It makes me hungry. I love the fucking Popeyes. Love the Popeye.
And the biscuits. I know you like the biscuits, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. She's had me on lockdown. I can barely talk. I'm like, oh, Lord. I want to stick something in my mouth. I want to just,
you know, somebody told me a story, and you can tell me if this is true, but I heard from a little bird that, who also happens to live in your fine city, which I'm scared to death of, because of these tranny hookers, that you and Star Jones, before both of you became famous and psychotic in not necessarily that order, that you were both extras on Knott's Landing on the same show. Is that true?
Well,
Val and Karen, you were standing behind Val.
Who is your source?
I can't say.
Once you try to make a comeback,
Mm-hmm. There's always somebody there to dredge up your past. Yeah. Things that you thought were hidden, that were buried. And, oh, God.
Were you thinner then? Was she thinner then?
All right. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Star Jones mm-hmm. and I met at Central Casting in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. When Knott's Landing was at its peak. We both showed up, paid our $20, had our pictures taken. And as we were walking out, I tripped her. She fell down the stairs and looked up at me and said,
"Large penis is always welcome."
This is not the end.
So all of this business with Star is really your fault then?
Absolutely. We all create our own pain and suffering.
Okay, I'll tell you who the source was since you were so forthright. His name is Clacky Benson. Does that name ring a bell? Clacky really Benson. Old guy. Clacky Benson. He hobbles around in a suit, kind of thin. His face looks like his jowls could touch probably where your breasts start.
Hmm.
Clacky Benson.
Right?
Clacky.
And he lives out here?
Mm-hmm. I think he's a casting agent himself, actually.
Clacky Benson.
Clacky. Clacky.
Clacky. Clacky Benson.
Yeah. Clacky Benson. Like Clacky, like Clacky. And Benson, like, you know, that guy in soap and later moved on to his own show. But Clacky's just one of those Jewish names, like a weird Jewish nickname that they don't really do anymore, like Pinky. Pinky used to be a common Jewish nickname for Pincus. I don't know what Clacky is short for.
Like Shadiqua. Shadiqua, Flonase, Dijonase.
Now, did you want to read that poem that Roger Smalls sent us?
No, I'm not over Oprah yet, so I am so horny that I could crawl out of my skin. I thought, well, maybe I'd go on Craigslist. I thought, you know, maybe I'd go out, but those are dead
ends. So are you saying that Star cock blocked you after she ate Gail?
Well, no, Oprah, I'm saying that
blocked you.
No, I'm saying that Oprah is got me on lockdown until she figures out how to make this all go away.
So she's got one of those chastity belts on your vagina?
Mm-hmm.
A chastity belt?
I don't know. She's trying to make it, you know, just kind of like disappear, or she's coming up with a Gail bot or something like that, you know.
A what? A Gail bot? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Gail bot.
I thought she was going to hire, you know, when you first said that, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking it's Tyra Banks is going to be the new Gail. They'll just give her a little plastic surgery. What is the fuss about Tyra Banks? I don't think she's pretty at all. And since she's on that show with her flat hair, she's what is going on with it? She must be eating somebody out. Oh.
Well,
I think she's eating somebody out. Oh.
She was at the top of her modeling career when she started that, you know, with the top models, and then it just kind of branched over, and then she quit her modeling. So she was, you know, in top form as a model at that time, so I think that's probably what was, you know,
success
of top model.
Well, does the American public not have any taste at all? I mean, sometimes I think you can feed them anything.
Push me, and then you touch me, so I can get my satisfaction. I'm horny. I don't care about that woman.
Okay.
I am a basic lemon, big black bloated bisexual bipolar overweight lesbian black girl. So let's read it.
Okay. Do you want to be the feeder or the fat girl?
I'll be the feeder.
So I'll be the fat girl.
You're the fat girl.
Okay. I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
Okay. This is a poem that, or a script that Roger Smalls sent in. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Roger Boo. Okay. Thank you, baby. Hi there, fat girl. Nice to see you again. I hope you've been enjoying your big, soft, sultry beauty this week. All of it.
Hi, how are you?
I bury my head in your chest, kissing your breasts all over.
I press my breasts against your cheeks, engulfing your face in soft womanly flesh.
As my hands caress your belly and descend to stroke your plush garden, I am overwhelmed with desire for you. My fingers explore your irresistible fur.
I am wanting you to so much. Spread my hefty thighs to allow you to hands. To allow your hands access between them huge things.
Your wonderful beauty mesmerizes me, fat girl.
I want you to gently squeeze my crotch in your palm several times, but you might need two hands.
I gaze affectionately at you, looking deeply into your eyes and caress your immensely sexy thighs before pressing my hands into your plush lower lips. As I caress your I nibble on your earlobe.
I can feel my breathing increase. I can't help it. I'm getting so aroused.
Ah, beauty.
What?
Huh? What do you desire, beauty?
Run your deep fingers all over my soft skin. Stroke them between the folds of my fat. In between the cockroaches beneath, between my belly fat, and tickle the belly button below, far below.
My hands take their time delivering a deeply sensual massage. I am completely captivated with your fat as I play with it.
Press your warm, naked body against my flesh.
My fingers spread your juices all over your fat mound. Take my hard, male, throbbing warmth, fat girl.
I can feel myself getting very moist. I reach down and touch your erection, positioning it just before my gigantuous wet lower lips.
It is clear to you that your fat body has turned me on wildly. Take my hard shaft, lover, and enjoy it. I share my hardness with you now and sink into your fat as we share passion uncontrollably.
I love that. I want my body to soak my soft body to turn you on. I gently pull your heart member in towards me so that you can feel the warm lips of my fanny around the head of your dick.
Take it all, lover.
I feel you in towards me, wrapping my soft fat, ever so fat thighs, round your legs.
I plunge into you powerfully, passionately, uncontrollably.
I want you to leave me as far as you can go. As far as you can go.
I give it all to you and wrap my arms around your huge hips and belly.
Oh, I can feel you inside me, so large, hard, and warm.
How often do you enjoy passion like this, fat girl?
Well, not so often as I would like, unfortunately.
You are such a wonderful sensual lover. I am completely aroused by you.
Well, I have to say the same for you. You really know how to make a woman feel good. Do you mind asking me? Do you mind me asking? Are you masturbating right now?
Well, you have turned me on rather completely. What about you?
Oh, me too. I really wish you could touch me for real right now. Run your palms between my thighs across the chafe marks.
I'm trying to control the deep passion you aroused. Mm-hmm. If we were together, I would press my hand between your thighs, stroke your full moist pussy, and kiss your luscious lips with unbridled passion.
What about my bean? What should we do with my bean?
Your period? Your fat period?
Sorry, I got lost. Oh. My bean. My bean. But hey. Okay. You would be able to see me for real. My soft skin. My rolls and rolls and rolls of soft white Pillsbury dough.
I would admire it all so lustily, slowly kissing my way down your torso until I was kissing your electric fur.
I would love to kneel beneath your, my thighs. No, I'd love you to kneel beneath my thighs. When I get horny, I get farsighted. As I sit here now and kiss me around my pussy while I eat something sweet. Like a piece of chocolate or an ice cream, maybe some of that Haagen-Dazs cookie dough. Oh, yeah, I like the cadaver with the cherries. With unbridled
passion. How are you feeling?
Sorry. That was your lie. I didn't mean to step on your lies.
How you feeling, beauty?
Hey, I'll be feeling like I'm trying to find my place. I'm feeling very aroused. I got one of my big fat hands down below. But it's a bit difficult to tap with just the other. Lol.
I press my head in between your thighs, deeper, deeply, passionately, completely captivated by you.
Okay, now we got the bean. My tongue. Oh, no. Push your tongue down there into me. Lick up and down and over my bean. Feel my fat, chafe thighs on either side of your head. Feel how fleshy they are against your face.
My tongue is long, warm, and moist. I cover your clit with it and lick you unceasingly.
That's nice. You're making me feel very, very well.
With your huge thighs surrounding my head, I am in complete ecstasy. I lick you more deeply with each stroke of my tongue.
Oh, I'm eating for you. I'm eating for you as you do it. Rich cream of foods that will add a few more pounds to my body to surround you. Keep licking me. Feel my love juices, my fat woman sweat on your tongue.
Your moist, fragrant tunnel opens and your lush lips around my face. Knowing that you are eating turns me on even more. I lick the full length of your pussy, ending each stroke with a full passionate bath of your clit.
I love that. I will put weight on for you, more weight. Run your hands up over my fleshy sides while you lick me. Feel how fat I have already become for you.
I want you to keep eating and filling up as we make wild passionate love. I'll massage your massive belly as you press my head into your center. How big you will grow for me, fat girl? How big? I hope that you will become my huge, sexy BBW sub.
I will do that for you so long as you care for me and treat me lovingly. I will put on as much weight as you like and do anything you want.
Eat, fat girl. Stuff yourself and enjoy every pound of your enormously sexy body. I will take good care of you. Will kiss and caress you every day, and my love for you will grow as you grow. You are a sweet, lovable woman.
I really will.
Such a satisfying lover.
I really will. I love to eat. I love to eat so much. I love to eat the food. I love to feel the food filling my belly and pushing it out.
Mm-hmm. Go and eat, fat girl. And contact me as soon as you let me know. Contact me again soon to let me know how you got on. I will give you all the help and encouragement you need.
Okay, well, I really hope we can talk again soon, and I hope I've put some more weight on by then.
Yeah, take care, fat girl, and happy eating.
All right, bye.
All right, well, that was nice. That was the first part of Berbatia. Berbatia Clemens and I had a very long phone call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the rest of that conversation. It's about another, almost another hour, believe it or not, if you can imagine. I'm going to post that on Yeast 2.
I am so glad I came.
Oops. You came? For real?
It was good. Yes, it was good.
I didn't. Woo! It was just acting for me, but sorry about that. I didn't mean for that to happen, but I'll just leave it in. Anyway, you're listening to Madge Weinstein's Yeast Radio. So go to yeast2.com sometime in the next 24 hours or so. I'll post the rest of this tragic event there. Thanks to Berbatia. Don't forget to visit Berbatia's MySpace page at myspace.com/Berbatia. Okay, see you later.
Large penis is always welcome.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.